Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 6th of March at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Irish Rail and the Minister of State, Eimear Higgins, as part of International Women's Day and all the markets after an especially testing week for many. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the exalted company of Kate English, the chief economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate, and happy happy International Women's Day, though it is on Sunday morning.
Yes, I'll still take it today.
You'll still take it today. What a week. Where do we start? I mean, do we start with equities and then move to commodities? You tell me, what should we start with?
We are coming up to, so tomorrow will mark a full week since we've seen this conflict emerge, and it has been a crazy week for markets. All eyes would have been waiting for markets to open on Monday morning to see where oil, gas and equities would have moved to. We saw a very quick initial reaction with oil moving quickly up to about $80, $82 a barrel, and almost a 100% increase in European gas prices within that two-day period. Mm-hmm. What has happened since then is quite interesting. As we moved towards the latter half of the week, although markets are still elevated for the price of oil and gas, they haven't continued to spiral. So we're still nowhere near those peak levels.
We're not near $100 a barrel yet.
No, absolutely not. S&P 500 and other stocks have continued to tumble, but also not at extreme levels. The interesting one for me has been gold. Think about it. Gold is a safe haven usually. We see it do very well in times of uncertainty. We saw that already in the first 2 months of this year, ever before we got to this Monday. But gold has not spiked. It's actually come down as some of the
$5,121 at the moment.
Yes. And remember our peak, we reached 5,500 there back in the end of January. Mm. It was close to about 5,000 only 2 days ago as well. So it's tipping up and down as each day has gone by. So why is this happening? And it's quite difficult to fully get a grasp on. Some of it could be down to, we know that with the risk of inflation, the trajectory potentially for interest rate cuts in the US has changed. That has changed where government bond yields have moved in the last 48 hours as well, with those yields increasing, potentially reducing demand for gold. Or is it that gold is just at such high levels that it's harder to see it push much further? I do think, though, let's not take complacency or from that kind of calmness that has emerged.
It is a potential energy shock, though, that we're looking at.
Absolutely, in gold or oil and gas over the last 48 hours, because I think some of that has emerged from comments around potentially trying to protect ships that come out through the strait.
The Strait of Hormuz and
the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah. Exactly. But there is still a real, real risk to energy prices here. If we see ships continue to be limited coming out of that strait, we will see a very sharp shock to global supply levels of both gas and oil. And that will inevitably drive prices further.
And that could push up inflation, and that could mean interest rates could go north. I mean, the concentric circles that could come out of this week are huge.
Absolutely huge, and particularly actually one that hasn't been picked up as much but that I'm keeping a very close eye on is the price of fertilizer.
Yeah, no, we were covering it yesterday. It's really important because farmers are already starting to squeal about urea prices going north.
Absolutely, and we've even seen a reported in the Farmers Journal earlier this week as well, a pause on some sales of fertilizer products here within Ireland while they try and assess where that market goes to. Iran or the Middle East is a big market for fertilizer. Why? Because there are so many gas supplies there as well. Gas is one of the largest cost components of fertilizer overall. So if we were to see again either a sharp increase in the price of that or indeed a sharp reduction in the volume of fertilizer available globally, that has a very large risk for food prices. And remember, food prices are already up about 25% since 2022, with some goods seeing much higher increases. Think meat, for example. So unfortunately, we're ending the week a little bit calmer than what I would have anticipated. But this is not the end of this story. The key variable is how long this conflict
exactly.
will last
exactly.
and how much those supply chains are disrupted.
Before we bring in the rest of our panel, can I bring you to the CSO data on modified domestic demand and the Exchequer numbers?
Yes. So yesterday we had CSO data for Q4 2025 released from the CSO. This confirmed actually what we thought last year, that Ireland's economy had remained resilient in 2025. GDP ended up above the 10% mark where we had expected it to be. Modified domestic demand, even stronger than what we had anticipated, over 4% to 4.9%. Personal consumption, which is very important to monitor, it reflects or is a good representative for domestic demand also, sat just below 3% at 2.9%, which is where forecasts would have expected it to come in. Exchequer results we got yesterday, they were for February of this year. And again, we see coming through quite strongly in that a strong performance in income tax receipts. So they were up 10.3% ahead of February 2025.
Which would be heartening for the government.
Absolutely. And it's one that we will continue to monitor, because if you remember, we spoke a number of weeks ago about the labour market as well. And we are quite satisfied or confirmed most recent data that we are now into a new phase of that labour market. And by that, I mean employment is slowing. So how will those figures move as the year progresses?
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.